Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. In my more than a half century of preaching, I have met only one man who objected to public prayers in the assembly of the saints, although I suspect there are others who share his views. The brother based his belief on what Jesus taught in the Sermon on the Mount. When you pray, Jesus said, you shall not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, enter into your closet, and when you have shut the door, pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret shall reward you openly. Matthew 6:5-6. Was Jesus forbidding all public prayers? Or was he opposing prayers which were offered for show? You know he was not condemning all public prayers. He would have been opposing a very common practice among the Jewish people. At the dedication of the temple which Solomon built, he explained to the Jews that God had performed his word in raising up Solomon to build the temple. For I am risen up in the room of David my father, and am set on the throne of Israel as the Lord promised, and have built the house of the Lord God of Israel. 2 Chronicles 6:10. Now please listen to the inspired record. And Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the congregation of Israel, and spread forth his hands, and said, O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like unto thee in heaven, nor in the earth. Now therefore, O Lord God of Israel, keep with thy servant David my father that which thou hast promised him, saying, there shall not fail thee a man in my sight to sit upon the throne of Israel. Yet so that thy children take heed to their way to walk in my law, as thou hast walked before me. Now then, O Lord God of Israel, let thy word be verified, which thou hast spoken unto thy servant David. 2 Chronicles 6:12, 14, 16, and 17. If all public prayers are forbidden or discouraged, why does the Bible include this beautiful prayer from King Solomon? The New Testament establishes and endorses a similar pattern of public prayers. After the establishment of the Lord's church on the day of Pentecost, the disciples continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. Acts 2:42. Acts 12 tells of the persecution which Herod directed against the church. He killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. These were the days of unleavened bread. He imprisoned Peter, intending after the Passover to bring him forth to the people. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison. But prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Acts 12:1-5. Is there any reason for believing that the prayers of the church were all private prayers? Did not the Christians pray as a body when they came together to worship God? What could be more natural for God's children than to pray together when they come together to worship Almighty God? Obviously, they should not pray to show how devout and holy they are. Their prayer should come from the heart as gratitude for God's gracious blessings and as petitions for His continued blessing. We should not pray just to impress people, but neither should we sing or take of the Lord's Supper to show people how religious we are. Every act of worship should be directed to God, regulated by His inspired word, and done to bring honor and glory to His name. There is no place in our worship to our Heavenly Father to stroke our egos or to entertain others. Paul commanded the Thessalonians, pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. My friends, we thank you for listening. May God bless you.